On a cold and blustery day, Jessica Modica, executive director of the Freeport Art Museum, shows off what today is a bare grassy field on the north side of Freeport's historic downtown. She says one day this will all be part of a cultural campus. There's already a start with the public library, the Lincoln Douglas Debate Square, and the 100-year-old Union Dairy all across the street.
And so the plaza site is wonderfully situated to extend that kind of cultural campus.
Modica says plans drawn up for the plaza include a multi-purpose stage, a splash pad, literary pathways, and an art walk with sculptures along it. Modica says the property was given to the museum decades ago. The original idea was to relocate the museum to the spot, but the money wasn't there, so the land sat. Then, she says, the museum's ideas about what to do with the land became part of a larger conversation.
It was a group of leaders and community folks of all different kinds of backgrounds that just started to get together for coffee in the morning before going to work, and we're talking about ways that we can be a part of this new narrative that the city was trying to implement.
Modica says it was a progressive narrative, including changes in government and more support for civic cultural efforts. As the museum looked at how the arts could play a role, she says they noticed that a lot of people already were using the property, with or without permission.
And we were like, okay, we have things going on here. We see that people need a space to hang out and to have festivals and to really enjoy being downtown. So how can we use the arts and support and facilitate that?
So the idea of a civic arts plaza was born. Modica says the plaza, joining other sites along Chicago Avenue, such as the Lindo Theater, a classic movie house, and Pretzel City Kitchens, a new community enterprise, will make the corridor a distinctive destination. Freeport City Manager Lowell Crow says that is very much in accord with that new narrative to which Modica referred, one that includes cultural activities as a way to make the old manufacturing town attractive to people in today's world.
My kids are both millennials, and what they do is they decide where they're going to live first and then find a job after that. Part of that is developing a sense of community and sense of arts, along with embracing the concept of a maker community.
Adam Schultz is president of the museum's board. He says having the city all in on the plaza is a great help. The partnership in money and in-kind services moved a detailed plan for the plaza forward. It also enabled the project to qualify for and ultimately receive a $100,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts earlier this year. Schultz says he and Modica feel that the endorsement of the plaza by the NEA helped bring in an anonymous donation of $250,000 this fall. That adds up to about a third of the estimated $1 million cost of the project raised already.
We feel comfortable that we'll be able to accomplish the next two-thirds over the next 2 years. So we plan on breaking ground March, April of 2018. And ideally, we will finish and complete it summer, fall of 2020.
Modica says she's looking forward to the community's response. There are already plans in the works for several festivals, but looking out over the space, she says the plaza's future is not solely up to the museum.
I think it is important that the community decides what it wants to have in the space, and it's our role to help support that. So we don't know what's all going to happen here, and I think that's part of the beauty of it.
And it's a part of the city's new narrative that's yet to be written. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.